Joining us live, Paul Brandis, White House correspondent at West Wing Report. A bit of a switcheroo here, Paul.
It's like some kind of a weird time machine reversal.
Except they're still on their same side, but the fact that they're talking about the issues that the other side was talking about is pretty interesting.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, a year ago, you had Obama, of course, talking about, you know, the health care plan, and is on the road all the time, touting the benefits of it. Meantime, as the unemployment rate was hovering around 10%, we're still not too far from that, the Republicans saying, look, you have to focus on jobs, 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 and John Boehner every day, where are the jobs? Well, now, you know, a year later, now you have Obama, who has pivoted, and he's talking about jobs in the economy, and he's got the CEO of General Electric on this new jobs and competitive board. And meantime, you have the House talking about, you know, and voting to repeal health care. So they're wearing each other's clothes now after a year.
Yeah, and interesting that both sides, President Obama and the House Republicans, in making the actions that they have, are both saying, or at least implying, that, you know, we're just listening to the American people here in what we're talking about.
Well, they're listening to a portion of the American people that support them. I mean, look, if you look at the polls here, it looks like Obama is holding the better cards now. I mean, he has moved up, according to an AP poll that was out just the other day. This is remarkable, up 8 points in a month. I think that's a product of two things. One, the terrific lame duck session that he had, and two, the aftermath of his handling and his tone in the aftermath of the Arizona shooting. We talked about last week about what a beautifully effective speech it was. Well, the polls seem to reflect that.
Yeah, and do you think that this wave that the president is riding into the State of the Union address, where I imagine he's going to be talking about a lot of the same themes that he has at the GE plant in the weekly address this morning, how long is that wave of rising popularity going to last?
Well, I think that depends on the strength and the durability of this economic recovery, which is still questionable. I mean, there's no doubt that the economy is growing. It's been expanding now for about a year and a half, but not nearly fast enough to absorb 14 million people who are still out of work. And if you look ahead, the things that traditionally power economic recoveries are absent in this case. Interest rates are already near zero. That's always something that has boosted the economy coming out of a recession. That's not the case now. People can't go out and spend because their houses aren't piggy banks. Housing peaked in 2006, so that's gone. So the things that traditionally power an economic recovery are absent now. And there are two other things, in fact, that will present headwinds going forward. As the economy recovers, interest rates will go up. In fact, they're moving up now. And in case you haven't noticed, the price of oil has tripled off the lows of 2008. As you guys like to say, it's really becoming a pain in the gas now.
That's right.
At the pump. So those two things, in effect, are going to wipe out these tax benefits that everybody got with the extension of the tax breaks.
And as much as President Obama is focusing on jobs now, even he admits there isn't any magic bullet when it comes to recovering that sector either, right?
Well, that's why all this talk about boosting exports, these deals with India, these deals with China, all the talk about getting China to increase the value of its currency. We need exports to grow because the United States is a mature economy. People are tapped out. They can't spend. They can't spend money like they used to. Remember, a decade ago, President Bush said after the 9/11 attacks, go out and spend money, boost the economy. People can't do that now. That's why you see the president really going full out to boost exports. It's really the only way we're going to grow.
Paul Brandis with West Wing Report. We'll talk to you next week after the State of the Union speech on Tuesday.